Welcome back to Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Midco Sportsnet, Fireplace Pros, Overhead Door, Dakota Bank, and Corey and the Fireflies.
And welcome back to the show with Jason Andera. I'm Mike Henriksen. Great to have you joining us. Mark's spending some time in town with his family. The whole family from around the country came to Sioux Falls, and they're hanging out with Nana, which is great to see. Joining us, it is a Thursday afternoon, Doug Johnson, the general manager at Huset Speedway, and quite frankly, one of the busiest human beings that we know, takes time out of his schedule today to join us. Doug, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good. Did we catch you outside or traveling?
Well, I'm actually traveling today. I'm on my way to a race down at I-80 Speedway and between Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm going to watch the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Mile Series tonight. So I don't get a chance to do this very often, but I'm taking advantage of today with kind of not a whole lot going on for us. We just got done racing at Jackson on Tuesday night, so now I'm just getting ready for Houston's here on Sunday and taking a day to go watch some racing.
So the general manager of two racetracks takes his day off and goes to watch races.
Absolutely. That's how I learned.
Well, and that's the whole thing. I was going to say, listen, if you don't think I listen to other radio stations, you're mistaken. Because that's exactly the point, isn't it, Doug? You can pick up all sorts of ideas.
Absolutely. And I try and do that as much as I can. And I watch a lot of races online too, just to learn what other tracks are doing and try to make ours better.
And now the I-80, do I remember, is that by Eagle or is that a different track?
It's just north of Eagle. I-80 is actually at the Greenwood exit in between Lincoln and Omaha.
Okay.
So it's right off the interstate there.
Okay, so two different tracks there. Listen, speaking of this week, Nordstrom's Automotive Night coming up on Sunday night for you.
Yeah, it is, and we're really looking forward to that. We're really excited to have Shannon Nordstrom back on board, supporting this night, and they've got a lot of really cool things planned for the race fans, and they're putting up extra money for the late model street stocks, so they're bringing back the Frisbee Toss, and there's going to be a lot of great prizes for the fans, to be given out throughout the night, so, we're really excited and fortunate to have great people like the Nordstrom family involved in Houston Speedway and can't thank them enough for all that they do for racing in our community.
Yeah, that's a great partnership to have. There's no question. All right, I want to go back though for a minute. So when you go to the I-80 Speedway tonight, how much of it can you simply enjoy as a fan, and how much of it are you taking mental notes?
Well, it's both. I'm a race fan at heart and always have been, and so I kind of just go to watch, but I would say probably 60% of the time I'm taking notes, taking photos, that type of stuff, just to get different ideas, and when I see something like that, we could implement at Huset or Jackson, that's when you got to take notes and bring those type of ideas back and learn from them.
So specifically, what are some of those things that you have maybe picked up from another track?
Well, there's a lot of different things you can pick up. I mean, how different tracks run their program, different ways you can maybe cut some time out of your program to speed things up, different things you can enhance for the fans. I'll walk around like behind the grandstand and check out, their concessions, that type of stuff. There's so many different things that you can learn from, going to other tracks that you can bring, back and implement from, to help out the race teams, to help out the fans, and just making overall improvements that you might not think of, just being at, there's a lot of times it's, I've talked to other promoters there where you kind of get stuck in your ways, and if you don't get out and see what other people are doing, you don't know how things are done at different places, and you kind of think, well, maybe I'm doing it the right way, but yet there's so many different things that you can pick up on at different different venues just to get ideas. You know, I've come up with, you know, some ideas as far as, like, you know, how we can enhance our kids club and different things like that that I've seen at other tracks that, you know, that I've, you know, implemented over the years at Jackson as well.
Speaking of the fan experience, Doug, how have the crowds been this year? Are they coming back in, like, from a couple of years ago?
Well, I think so. I think we're getting close. I mean, it's, you know, the crowds have been really decent at Husetts, you know, over the last few weeks. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, fairly steady numbers week after week. You know, we've had a couple weeks in a row now where our numbers have been pretty steady. Good. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that, you know, here over the next few weeks and into the final month of this, you know, we get into September, you know, we typically kind of see some of our numbers drop a little bit then just because school's back in session and stuff like that. But, you know, hopefully here over the next, you know, month or so, we can continue to have really good crowds and really good car counts. You know, we've had excellent car counts here the last couple weeks. And, you know, even with everything that's going on in our world where it's so hard to get parts right now for a lot of these race teams and, you know, there's guys that are still sitting out that haven't been able to race for a while just because they can't get motor parts and stuff like that. So, you know, I think we're pretty fortunate to be where we're at and, you know, just look forward to, you know, wrapping up, you know, and bringing back good crowds and good car counts here the rest of the season.
Doug Johnson joins us, general manager at Husetts and at Jackson. You're listening to Calling All Sports. And as we mentioned, it's Nordstrom's Automotive Night coming up this week. Doug, I want to go back to something you said, though, because as the average fan, we're looking at the front of the house. We're looking at the concessions and, you know, all of those things. You really are keeping a very, very close eye on keeping those drivers happy and keeping that program moving along, even for them. That's a huge component that the majority of us never see.
Absolutely. You know, the drivers, you know, they're the ones that without them, we wouldn't have, you know, a show to put on. They're actually the show. And, you know, we gotta take care of them, you know, with sponsorship and be able to pay them the decent payouts that we have. And like you said, get them, you know, a lot of them travel a long distance to come and race with us. So to get them, you know, over in a our races over in a timely fashion, get those guys on the road and get them back home, you know, so they can get to work on Monday morning, because just about 99% of these guys that race with us, you know, all have jobs come Monday morning that they need to get back to so they can support their habit. But, you know, it, keeping them happy and, you know, having a, like you said, a timely run show to get them out of there, you know, at a decent hour is very vital to make this whole thing work.
Doug Johnson joins us here on Calling All Sports, general manager at Husetts Speedway. They're dropping the flag again on Sunday night and, of course, over at Jackson as well. You were talking about the Nordstrom family, who I've known a long time. I'm also excited about the Bull Haulers Brawl presented by Falcon's Brothers Trucking. I used to do the Christmas parties for Falcon Brothers Trucking, and I have learned through the course of the years, Doug, they don't do anything halfway, do they?
No, they don't. John and Steve are great guys and great supporters of racing in our area. And, you know, they're stepping up here a week from Sunday with the Bull Haulers Brawl at Husetts paying $10,000 to win. In fact, they just added $5,000 more dollars to the payout. So the drivers in the 410 class that start the feature are going to make $1,000 that night. So there's huge money on the line for them guys on August 1st, and we're really excited to you know, bring that race back and have that at Husetts here in a week or so now.
Yeah, that's so the guys who make the feature, they get a check for a grand no matter what?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Everybody that starts the feature, no matter what, you take one lap, it's $1,000 just to start the feature that night. So that's big money for those guys. And, you know, it's more than double what it normally is for our weekly shows. So a lot of our local guys have a really good chance to, or, well, most of them will make really good money that night, and probably the biggest paycheck that they'll have this year. So.
Right. Oh, man, that is great. Doug Johnson joins us here on Calling All Sports. Doug, what are you hearing from other tracks? I mean, obviously, as you said, you're concerned about, you know, what's going on at Huset's and at Jackson. But when you go to I-80, when you communicate with other promoters, what's going on? What is the state of dirt racing specifically across the Midwest?
Well, I talked to a lot of guys, and in fact, I was on a conference call just yesterday with IMCA, who's a sanctioning body for, you know, across the entire country, and I asked them that exact same question. And, you know, I think overall, I think dirt racing is really strong right now. They're seeing really good crowds, you know, at a lot of these special events. You know, the bigger special events are drawn extremely well. Fans are coming back. Car counts are... They're kind of sporadic from different people and promoters I've talked to. I mean, there's some places where car counts are really strong, and there's some where they're not so strong. So, you know, I think that's just due to the fact that it's really tough to get parts and even tires right now. You know, I think some guys have been sitting out a while that I know of. They're waiting on engine parts. And, you know, so I think that has kind of dropped some of our car counts, you know, around the area, and kind of hurt that a little bit. But, you know, I think for the most part, I think the state of dirt track racing right now is in a really good spot. And, you know, I think it's doing well. And I think the fans are coming back, and, you know, like I've talked to a lot of people, you know, there's just a lot of people. There's a convenience now with pay-per-view where you can,
right,
you know, sit at home and watch a race on your computer. But, you know, talking to a lot of people and a lot of track promoters, you know, there's still nothing like being there. You know, it's just you can't smell the fumes, you can't get dirt in your beer, you can't do all that sitting at a computer at home. So I think that's one thing with race fans. They're very passionate, and you know that they wanna have an experience of being at the track, and you know, I think the numbers across the country right now are really strong to prove that.
There's a couple times you've talked about the shortage of engine parts, and that surprises me a little bit. Is that something that's expected to last for a while, or is there any kind of timeline on that?
I don't know. I've talked to some different guys that are in the know, and they don't see it ending anytime soon. From what I've been told, it could linger into, you know, the end of 2022 is what I've been being told. So, you know, I hope that changes, but you know, it's a tough deal right now to get certain parts out there, and you know, the ones that you can get, the cost is getting driven up because of the demand and the shortages. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you hate to see that, but you know, I think that's kind of the world we're in right now.
And Doug, I never would have put that together, that not only are we seeing a shortage of cars on showroom parking lots, it's affecting that aftermarket also. Never occurred to me that would affect the racing world. That's why we like having you on. We learn more each week too. And you're right, when you're at the races, you know, we've had folks on talking about that. They've told the story about standing and screaming at their mom, you know, next to them when they were a kid, and the person in front of them couldn't even hear. There's just nothing that replicates being at a racetrack.
Yeah, there really isn't. It's just, you know, it's an experience that, you know, that, you, like you said, you can't get sitting in front of a TV or a computer screen. It's just... you know, there's so many different elements that, you know, and the memories that you create too. I mean, that's
right.
The biggest thing that I remember growing up as a kid, you know, is I always went to the races with my parents, and, you know, I would probably not be a race fan today if we sat home and watched it on TV every weekend.
Right.
You know? So,
yep.
That's a huge element, I think, for families. And, you know, you can go as a family and you can experience that and, like I said, create memories, and that's what it's all about.
Doug Johnson joins us. Doug, how cool was it to have the Hall of Fame back last week?
Well, that was really cool. I mean, there was, again, speaking of memories, I mean, there was some pretty cool memories that were rehashed and brought back, you know, after seeing like Mike Haugen and his four car out there making laps with his grandkids and stuff like that, you know, we're really excited to be, you know, involved in helping out Rod Pattison and those guys with the Hall of Fame and bringing that back. And, like I talked to Rod this week and we're already making plans for next year to make that event bigger and better than what we did this year. So we're really excited for that and can't wait to see that part of it continue to grow as part of Houston Speedway and like I said, bringing back, you know, some of those great memories from years gone by is really cool to see.
Well, and that's why so many people are so delighted that you are the guys to get involved with Husetts and to essentially save Husetts, because you do appreciate the history that goes along with it and the legacy, really, that racetrack has. Listen, enjoy your night off. Don't take too many notes. Just be a fan for a while. But we've got Nordstrom's Automotive Night coming up this Sunday, and then the Falcon Brothers Trucking present the Bull Haulers Brawl next Sunday night. That's a pretty good back-to-back right there, Doug.
Yeah, it is. We're really excited about both of them, and hopefully some drivers are going to take home some extra cash, and hope to see a lot of fans out at both of those shows.
All right, drive safe. Enjoy tonight. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Our pleasure. Doug Johnson joining us. Like I say, one of the busiest people on the planet. He's general manager of two different racetracks, but joins us. And he's taken his night off to, of course, go to the races. Course. But again, that goes back to what I was talking about with those guys taking over, because they were race fans.
Yeah, that makes so much sense to me. I mean, you need people who know the business to be in charge of the business. And boy, it really shines through when you do it right and you come at it from that angle. And what he said about being there in person, too.
Yeah.
We are a television network, and people accuse us, well, all your viewers are going to go. Well, no, they're not. The people who are going to go there for the experience are going to go there for the experience. And that's with so many different sports, but really none more than racing. I don't think that's got to be right at the top.
I think so. I would think so. I like the convenience of Midco Sports
right.
Network.
Oh, yeah. There's if a I place for that. Yeah.
Yeah, if I can't make it to said game,
right.
You know, or if I have some interest but not huge. I will maybe watch a game on Midco, on my Midco app, because that's what I actually have, on Midco that I wouldn't normally watch.
Right.
You know,
that's exactly right. Same with dirt track racing. I'm not going to go there, but we've televised a few dirt tracks,
right?
And I watch them.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, I think the promotion it is worth, because like I say, I would never go out of my way to find the radio broadcast, say, of a Missouri Valley conference football game that didn't involve a team I was interested in. You know,
yeah.
But. Or specifically, like with the basketball conference, you know, if you guys have a Summit League game on, I'll probably watch that, but I would never go.
Yeah, but going there, it just means so much. It's imprinted in your memories, and
exactly.
It's just such a different experience.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Back with more after this.
Houston Speedway is back with Nordstrom's Automotive Night this Sunday. The action revs up with the Casey's 410 on plus sprint cars presented by Big Fred. Also, Whipple's Hybrids, Race Saver Sprints, and Nordstrom's Late Model Street Stocks. See your favorite drivers race for the checkered flag at more than 100 miles per hour. Plus, you can win one of many great prizes during the Nordstrom's Automotive Frisbee Toss. Racing begins at 8 p.m. Kids 12 and younger are free. Tickets available now at HousetSpeedway.com or at the gate. Houston Speedway is back this Sunday night.
Spend more moments in the moment, not in pain, with orthopedics and sports medicine care from Sanford Health. Our team is here to help you overcome joint issues, athletic injuries, and anything else holding you back. Experience care available when you need it. Treatment options that go beyond the expected, and a plan that is made just for you. So together, we can find your way forward. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org.
For those who don't like to be still. For those with things to do and the drive to get them done. For those in search of a partner to help make it happen, there's a bank. A bank that listens, acts, and impacts all things right here. Dakota Bank. Go with experience. Go with teamwork. Go with integrity. For banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Dakota Bank. Here for you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Insurance and trust services not FDIC insured.
Did you know that a garage door from overhead door adds value and curb appeal to your house? Plus, it has a great return on investment. And the more upscale the door, the more value it adds. Did you know that overhead doors are the most durable and dependable on the market and give you the most options to choose from? Things have changed dramatically in recent years when it comes to selection. And did you know that overhead door will match any competitor's prices on a comparable door? Whether it's new construction or just giving your home a makeover with a new garage door, we're here to help. And we have the experienced personnel that can guide you through the entire process. We've been in the business for over 40 years. It's what we do. Now you know. For a new garage door or help of any kind, call Overhead Door of South Dakota in Sioux Falls at 336-6030, Watertown 882-2029, and Aberdeen at 226-8000, or visit our website at overheaddoorsd.com.
Welcome back to Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Arby's, Lewis Drug, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Sanford Health, and Corey and the Fireflies.
And welcome back to Calling All Sports. Jason Andera of Midco Sports Network. In for Marco, I'm Mike H. Great to have you joining us. I am so excited because the work continues on the Lewis Drug Pharmacy in Harrisburg. Woohoo!
Here we go.
Yeah. It's you know, and we talked about this before. It's like, Brandon, you stepped up in the world when you got an Arby's to me. That just raised your level by getting an Arby's. Not that I ever thought bad of Brandon.
No, but it's another mark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now Harrisburg is getting a Lewis Drug. So
next thing you know, Harrisburg will get an Arby's.
We could use one.
Yeah.
We could use one. Although we do have that one over on South 69th.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our go-to now. But yeah, Lewis is the place to stop by. And listen, you take a look at what Lewis has done in the last 5 years. Every other retail place has been, you know, combining locations or closing locations. Lewis has expanded their locations.
And it's so important to me to be able to park and walk, you know, two spots to get inside. It's so much nicer. I drive a truck, and just parking's a big deal for me. And
right.
When you can park close and have a spot to park, and with so many locations,
exactly.
It's all bonus.
Exactly. So stop by, see the folks at Lewis, stop in and see the folks at Arby's. They have the meats. Plus, I know both of those folks are going to be chipping in, as they always do, for our summer skip day. They always provide some prizes for us, which we greatly appreciate. As we've said, with summer skip day, everybody is going to leave with a prize of some sort. And that's over and above what you may win for getting third place in the third flight or whatever, because we fly to everything. Yes, there's a championship flight for all of our previous winners. But other than that, a lot of people, that's the only tournament they play in with us. Please call the Madison Country Club as soon as you can, as a matter of fact, because of the fact it's someplace new, we're not sure how many people are coming. So we want to know ahead of time so that we can plan. You'll love our beverage cart girls are coming with us again. So, yeah, we're going to have hole-in-one prizes again, as we always do. So call the Madison Country Club. Madison Country Club members, by the way, for you, it's only $35. So that's if you're a member up in Madison. Now, there's no general discount for Great Life. But come on, 18 holes in a cart for $50 and food?
Yeah, great deal.
So what are you working on these days, Chase?
You know, there's a lot of baseball coming up. In 2 weeks or a week and a half, we've got the Central Plains amateur baseball tournament coming up, so they're playing out the state tournament this week. And then, you know, I've been paying attention to the Sioux Falls Little League team. They're going out to play their state tournament this weekend against a couple of the Rapid City teams and the team from Pierre. So there's one of those teams is going to advance into the Little Leagues. I'm going to do a story on them. And it's just football season, you know. There's less than a month before high school football starts, and I am just soaked. You know, I've just got done talking to a bunch of different recruits heading to the Missouri Valley, and always fun.
Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Calling All Sports has been brought to you by Arby's, Lewis Drug, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Midco Sportsnet, Fireplace Pros, Overhead Door, Sanford Health, Dakota Bank, and Corey and the Fireflies.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next